Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, as we were walking into the classroom in the throes of slichos, the exhaustion and the exhilaration of avodas Hashem towards Rosh Hashanah. Actually, it could be that we're at a good place, a good topic for the Thursday right before Rosh Hashanah, because these two topics are a little bit different than the topics that we've had up until now. So b'siyata d'shmaya, what we're going to do today is the situation where chas v'chalila, a husband and wife are having relations and woman says that she's a nida. And the second topic we're going to do is a topic of roa machmas tashish. As I will discuss then, roa da machmas tashish takes up a lot of place in the Gemaras, but Baruch Hashem, it's not very, very lemaisa. Actually, Rav Nelinsal shot me down last night when I said that to him, because we were learning the Chachmas Sadam and we're talking about all the details of the Bedikas. So Rav Nelinsal he's not young, so even speaking is not easy for him. So I said maybe Rebbe wants to skip this. He reads the Chachmas Sadam to me, so I said Rebbe wants to skip this part. It's very long about all the details of the Bedika. That really doesn't happen. He says, what do you mean it doesn't happen? What happens if it's Roma Machmas Tashrish? And it doesn't happen a lot practically. For him, it was Torah. And of course, you don't skip. Anyhow, but we'll discuss a little bit more the theory of Roma Machmas Tashrish as opposed to the Lamaisa, because B'siyata d'shmaya will discuss that we do our best to stay away from that situation entirely. So it'll be a little bit more conceptual, a little bit less lemaisa, but we'll also end off with some practical things with maisa, which will also have to be held a little bit in abeyance to kuf pei vav. So in other words, we're going to be skipping kuf pei vav because you need to know roa machmas tashmish in order to understand kuf pei vav, which is a very, very critical simon. So that's the structure b'siyata d'shmaya. We could jump right in to the tour. The Gemara in Shavuos already tells us that the halacha that we'll have in the tour, that Hayim Mishamish in Kuf Pei Hei Dalid, Hayim Mishamish, Amr Labaila, excuse me, Tmei Ani, V'achakach, that's how the Gemara Shua starts. A woman says to her husband, I am Tamei V'achakach, no, that is Gimel, excuse me, Dalid, Hayim Mishamish, like I started. Hayim Mishamish Imat Tahora, Pirsa Nida, he starts having Tashmish with a woman who's Tahora, his wife, and she becomes a Nida. Lo Yifrosh Miyad El Yinotz, Siparnav ba'aretz, he should dig his toenails into the ground. V'lo yozes me'mekaymei ach yomos ha'ever v'yifrosh be'ever mes. So there are two halachas. Number one is that he's not allowed to continue bia. If he continued bia, then that would be having hana with anida, and that would be in iser de'oraisa. And if he did it b'mezid, then he'd be chayiv karis. If he did it b'shogeg, he'd be chayiv karban. And then there's another halacha, and that is that even if he doesn't intend to continue, he doesn't continue, he can't come out be'ever chai. Because if he comes out be'ever chai, Chazal said that that's also hanas. There are two issues that come up in this instance. Okay. So in regards to the second issue, so it is interesting, the machlokis rishonim over here, between the Lashon of the Smag and the Lashon of the Rambam. The Beis Yosef quotes in Siv Dalid that the Rambam says, no et ziparna v'raglav, he puts his toenails into the ground, v'shoa ve'enam izdazeya, and he's careful not to tremble. Now that would be the literal translation of mizdazeya, but probably the Rambam means over here, mizdazeya means he shouldn't move, ad sheyomos ha'ever, v'achakach nishmat mimenu. So that's how the Rambam presents it. The Smag says umizdazeya, so that he is supposed to be mizdazeya. So the Beis Yosef learns Pashut that when he says mizdazeya, what he means is that he should be mizdazeya, that the Avera shebo liyado. And we'll discuss a little bit, if chas v'chalil, a person's nichshal in Avera, we're going to see a little bit of the discussion in the Ramah, what's supposed to be done in such a case. So that's that's a question of whether there's a machlokus over here, whether he should be mizdazeya or not. The pashtus is that he shouldn't be mizdazeya. So what does the smag mean? So the Beis Yosef says that what he means is he should be mizdazeya on the avera that came to his hand. It doesn't sound that way from the smag. No, it's the part of ragla karka v'sho umizdazeya umefanei alibo. So yesh lodun. What the word mizdazeya is going to mean. I want to come back to this, but I'll do this more when we get to the tshuva angle than in the beginning, just to make sure we have all the halachos clear before the tshuva. The Mardechi concludes the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Pehei, describing the process of someone who's nichshal. Kasev Mardechi Masechta Shavuos Sheheishiv Haram Al Mi Shepirsa Ishta Nida B'Shas Tashmish Upirish Be'Ever Chai. So what if a person is Purish Be'Ever Chai? Zeh Ish Shogag B'Shigas Karis Me'achar Sheshogeg Haya Dai Lo Lebal She Yisane. So the woman doesn't need to do, at first glance, might not have to do anything, because it was the Baal who was nichshal. Because he wasn't Poresh Be'ever Meis, he was Poresh Be'ever Chai. V'zeh Adover Ira Basiru L'Ir V'yesh L'Sanis B'chol Shavu Yom Echad Ad Rosh Hashanah. So the individual should fast every day, once a day. V'lechol Basav L'Shtosayin Im Yirtza. Some take out to say that that's got to be a mistake. And Smasher from Darkei Moshe also that it's a mistake. He says V'Oser B'Basar V'Yayin. He says, the Darkei Moshe says in Beis, quoting a similar shita. So therefore, it's quite a heavy din. V'mlo yuchal l'sanis yiten yudbeis pshitim l'tzedaka. He should give a certain amount of tzedaka. Avol ishto eina tzricha kapara. But his wife doesn't need a kapara. Why does his wife not need a kapara? Because she didn't do anything wrong. She told him. She did what she was supposed to do. If she wouldn't tell him and she would know. So then in such a case, then she's amazed, and if she continues on and doesn't tell him, and she started and didn't realize, then she might be a shogeg and she would be chayv a karban. But here in this case, she didn't do anything wrong. He's the one that's going to be chayv. In the Shulchan Aruch, we have almost the exact same thing that we saw in the tour, and the Rama then adds the pachad part. Interestingly, the Rama skips the word mizdazeya. The Rama writes, "V'yimale pachad v'resas halaver shabav yado, v'lo yismoch aleha." The Rama adds, then the noet ziparnav is not only that he should leave be'ever meis, but is also that he shouldn't rest on her, that he shouldn't have hanah from the nida. Rak yismoch harag v'yado shelo yehem menu. V'impirish menu b'kishu yubeshogeg shelo yada shasul ifrosh menu. So if he didn't know that's usher to do this, then the Ramaz girsa is yisana arba'im yom ve'enu tzrichan liyos ritzufim rakoshevu shnei yomim kagon shein v'chamishi. Here he doesn't have one day a week, he has fasting Monday and Thursdays. One of the reasons I'm sticking on this, last time I skipped this Rama entirely, I figured before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur might be kedai to see how Shulchan Aruch describes tshuva for some averos. Ubelela taimis aser b'yainu v'basar v'im lo yuchal esanis yifteh kol yom b'mamon sheyiten letztok kifi erech mamon sheyesh lo ki asher yiten yotzer k'tzas me'ani v'yesh lahachmir b'tshuva aser v'chol amar b'loshu l'zuchus ulo. The more tshuva a person does, the better off he is. And as we said, the woman doesn't need kapara if she told the husband, even if the husband came out be'ever chai. But if they have tashmish shlo b'shas vesta, umotza achar tashmish dam, afil nimtzal eid shaloi, mikri oines, that's called an oines, afilu bat chetchila, ve'enam tzrichim kapara, lo hu v'lo hi. They don't need kapara, neither of them need kapara. Now this seems pretty obvious, right? It seems obvious from the Rishonim. But I want to point out that how this relates to Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'm not sure. It's pretty well known in the yeshivas. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Mature Kama, Simen Ches. Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about misasev, that if someone's in the middle of doing something and an avera takes place, so then in such a case, then they're going to be potter from a carbon. Prat l'misasev. Now the example that's given, this is in your booklet, the Gemara in Bava Kama and in Chavava Mebeis, and it's discussed also in Klal Gadol on Daf Ayin Beis, the Gemara talks about someone who's sitting on the top of the roof and a stone falls off of his lap. So in such a case, he's not going to be chayiv, even though he did hotzah on Shabbos, because meleches machsheves asra Torah. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole part of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what motivates him, but I'm going to tell you, we will discuss Rabbi Akiva Eiger's punchline. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that the Gemara needs a drasha. The Gemara has a drasha that says that he's going to be potter. Asher chata ba prat l'misasek. Asher chata ba is chayim v'karban, but not someone who is misasek. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, why do I need the Gzeres HaKosov? Not to tell you that you're potter from a karban, but the mashmos is that a misasek is does a maisa avera. A misasek is a maisa avera. Dahainu, halacha l'maisa from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger would learn. Here you see that in underlined venerally davar chadash in Rabbi Akiva Eiger's words. Rabbi Akiva Eiger would learn that if somebody is walking past a, this happens to us sometimes, we're walking past a light switch and we rub against it on Shabbos and we turn on the light. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, misasik is still a maisa, is still considered a maisa avera. What's that?
Not Shabbos, it wouldn't be.
No, it could very well be that on Shabbos he's only potter from karban.
No, on Shabbos he says there's no maisa there at all on Shabbos.
On Shabbos he says that? Let's see. He says, Natan is correct that he says that Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that on Shabbos it won't be considered a Maisa Aver at all, but in other Isurim it would be considered a Maisa Avera. So, for example, someone who doesn't know that he has chametz in his house on Pesach could very well be, he says that it would be, even though he's a misasik, he wasn't aware, it would be considered a maisa avera. Thank you for correcting that. So that's Rabbi Akiva Eger's sheet. Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that it's considered a maisa avera. It's not chayav a karban. And as Rabbi Natan pointed out, also for Shabbos, because you have a special gzeres hakasam lechas machsheves asra Torah, it also would not be considered a maisa avera. So I was wondering how this fits back to the Ramah. Rabbi Braunschweig told us that he thought that this Rabbi Akiva Eiger was the best pshat in when we say vidui on Yom Kippur, achet shechatan al fanecha ba'ones u'beratzam, that we do say ba'ones. So ba'ones would connotate that it's a maisa avera. Maybe that's the pshat in ba'ones. When I asked this to Rav Nevensal, he told me that he thought that onus is not a maisa avera at all, and he said our halacha itself is a raya to that. How do you explain ba'ones? So he gave, I think, the more standard explanation to achet shechatan v'necha ba'ones u'beratzam means that a person put themselves in a situation where they were, in some onsim cases, if you had foreseen it better, then you wouldn't have been nichshal. Now, I don't know if that explains all cases, but in some cases, it definitely will apply. In other words, a person put themselves in a situation they weren't careful enough. If they had been more careful, so then in such a case, they wouldn't be nichshal. But ein hachanami, there are cases where a person, einis gomor ad asof, so maybe when we say, achet shechatan fenecha bonus of ratzon, it does not apply. Okay. Correct. Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't hold that way. You could learn that that's exactly our sin.
The difference between brushing past the light switch or someone throwing you into a light switch.
You could differentiate between those two. That's also true. Right. The example you might be thinking about when you talk about throwing is there's a Reb Chaim in the beginning of the Sefer. Reb Chaim talks about Rotzeach b'shev al tasa. He talks about that where you're not even doing a maisa. So you're right. Maybe Reb Chaim would agree with your chiluk. But this is the general discussion, and it's kedai to think about it. I've been thinking about this lately, and then it just came up in the sif. I was wondering if there's another explanation, and that is that there are two parts to an avera. there's part of Aver where a person is moreid b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they have bechira, they have choice, and they choose to choose chas v'chalila to do an avera. That's one part that we have to do tshuva for. We're choosing to do avera, and then there's another part of avera. Even if we were entirely an ones, but our lives are about trying to be mekadesh shem shemayim. That's our tafkid in this world. So just to dramatize a little, somebody who by mistake does the avera. By mistake he eats basar v'chalav. He's entirely unaware. And then everybody realizes, in the middle of the meal, he realizes there's basar v'chalav. So everybody was an ones, but there's a chil Hashem that comes from it. In other words, just think about the moment of where a person realizes, or chas v'chalila, a person who we spoke about this in Seder, a person who bought shreif, the balachanut was machshul everybody. So for sure he has to do a din v'cheshbon. But even the person who was entirely an ones, he bought from the best hashgacha, but he was a chelek of a chil Hashem. So not because of his bechira, he absolutely not. But our ultimate goal in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is to be mekadesh shem shemayim. So maybe that's, I'll think about that for Shabbos Shuva as an idea for Shabbos Shuva. But Nachzor Lin Yanenu, so that's in regards to what comes out from this discussion. Okay, back to the halachos over here. There is a fascinating... Oh, one more point about Shuva. Since I already started talking about Shuva, one more point about Shuva. Rav Nevensal told me that today, he said that the best way, nowadays, he said immediately as we were reading this description, he said that nowadays people are weak and Tanesim are not Bedor Shalanu, we're Mamayit B'Tanesim, that was his word. So in cases of Tshuva, it could be that to keep in mind that these numbers, although maybe a small amount of Tainis might be helpful for the individual, Yesh Ladon. He also, I asked him, what advice do you give? Does it depend on the Avera? What advice? So he said the best way to do tshuva is to learn about the halachos that a person was nechshal on. That throwing oneself into those halachos, and then maybe even apply to cases of shogeg as well, the greater sensitivity, that would be appropriate tshuva. Okay, back to our halachos. So in the Pisrei Tshuva, in Sif Katan Yud, we have a fascinating Chavas Das. Another Chumrah, the Chavas Das. Chavas Das is on a roll this week with his Chumras. So the Chavas Das in the Pisrei Tshuva Sifkat and Yud quotes the Chavas Das. Ayin Chavas Das shekosav, to hu adin kisheshimesh samach levesta b'shogeg v'nizkar be'em satashmish sarakam keng lifrosh be'ever meis. Fascinating Chavas Das. Chavas Das says that if a person was having relations and in the middle of Tashmish realizes that it was a Zman of Prisha. So he says, then you're not allowed to have Anah. You have to be Poresh Be'ever Meis. You have to be Poresh Be'ever Meis. Fascinating Shita. So what's the Lomdos in the Chavas Das? The Lomdos of the Chavas Das is as follows, that Bia, during a time of Izartim Es B'nei Yisrael Mitumasam, is a Bia Asura. It's not a geder, it's a biasura. So you can't have any hana. What would be the other side? The other side is to say no, that it's not a biasura. Vizartim neisroma tumasam is that's a chovas hagavra to be poresh. But if the person was nichshal because they were entirely innocent, so then in such a case, his wife does not have, pardon the term over here, his wife is not a cheftz of a nida. She's not a nida. And so therefore, there wouldn't be a chiyuv to be poresh. Be'ever meis. So Rav Vosner puts it very, very nicely. Rav Vosner Zatzal puts it nicely on the bottom of page Samach Vav. It's actually rubbed out, I apologize. He says, oh, no. It's not the bottom of Samach Vav. No. That's not it. Let's see if I have it earlier or I don't have it. That's another piece that I wanted to share with you. Yeah, I don't have it here. So Rav Vosner puts, oh no. Mm. Yeah, no, it's not here. So Rav Ozner puts, I can tell it to you, Baal Peh. Rav Ozner says that he doesn't think that that's correct. He doesn't think, in other words, that we're not knowing this way, Lemaisi. He quotes the Marsham and others that say that it's not the pshat that when there's a chiv to be porish samach levesta, that she becomes usher like a nida, but rather the Torah is mechayev the gavra to be porish, but the isha doesn't have a din nida, and mamela, if they started ba'ones, so then in such a case, then they didn't do an avera, and he'd be allowed to be porish be'ever. Be'ever chai.
Should be
Torah
the
longer
you wait,
the more likely it is that she may become an Eva. Yafeh. Yafeh. He says, Rav Ozner says that?
Sheila
Levy says that. Yafeh. Because of perhaps she might, Yashikov. Yafeh. Nechon, that's Mistaber. Okay, so that's in regards to. That's in regards to wrapping up Simin Kuf Pehe, an interesting window into tshuva. Now, b'siyat d'shmai, we begin Roa Machmas Tashmish. So this needs a little... Yes, sure.
The slide a little more together, the definition of when you're being over the Avera here is measured by Hanah.
Why would it be measured by Hanah? Because the is... So that's a good question. I really didn't address it. So that's an excellent, excellent question. It's very fascinating. It might get involved with a fascinating Gemara that says Hamasasek bechalavim va'arayos chayiv shekein nene, that we don't have the p'tur of misasek when it comes to arayos, and it could be that arayos by definition the iser is the hana. So the whole goal is if a person wants not to be nichshal in arayos. So then they need to minimize the hana. So that's probably what's happening over here when Be'emtza Tashmish, they realize that she's a nida, so then they have to minimize the hana as much as possible.
Usually we define a via iser as just one physical act, so you wouldn't get into the chedim of hana.
It could be that's the iser, but halakhically we talk about the maisa, but the iser itself might be the hana. That could be. I think even that's a chakira in the Achronim. I think they have that as a chakira. Did it partially answer your question? Okay. So damaro machmas tashmish. So what we have over here is we need a little bit of background. Some of the background is actually deeply conceptual stuff. But just to summarize the tour and the halachos is as follows, and that is that it seems like in the time of Chazal it was quite common, as the Gemara delineates on Daf Samach Hei and Daf Samach Vav, or relatively common enough that it took up a lot of time of Chazal, that it would be common that a woman would have a malady. Now that malady we'll define in different halachic terms shortly, but a woman would have a malady that she would see dam during Tashmish. And Chazal were concerned that it does happen even today, that God forbid, it does happen that a woman, her period comes unexpectedly during Tashmish. But it seemed that in the time of Chazal, the concern was not simply that it was an accident, but rather reflected a deeper problem. That she had, again, the best word I would use right now is malady. We're going to see, we're going to have to zero in on that. That she unfortunately has a phenomenon that when she's having Tashmish, she sees Dam. So the tour begins as follows in Kuf Pei Zayin. The tour says, Isha Sheroa Dam Machmas Tashmish Miyad Bichtei Sheterid Min Hamita Mishameshes Pam Rishon Shni Shlishes In Bikulon Rowan Misham ve'elech lo tishtamish ela tiskarish v'tinase lacher. He says that if a woman sees after she comes out of the bed three times, then in such a case she should marry somebody else. And the story then continues. Nisis lacher v'rasa machmas tashish mishameshes pam rishon shni v'shlishis v'rasa bekula misham ve'elech lo tishtamish ela tiskarish v'tinase l'shlishi. So here, the Mefarshim spell out that we tell her not to stay married to the first husband, tell the first husband to divorce her, because she already now has a chazaka that she's going to see Machmas Tashmish. But maybe it's because of this husband. The Aver of and the Tashmish between each couple is a little different, and it could very well be that this husband brings out the Nida and not the other. The Torah continues on. If this happens three times with three husbands, Shuv lo tinasa acher el asur lekol ad shetivdok. So then in such a case, she's going to be usur to everybody. So this is a very, very scary situation where a woman could become usur to her husband after three times and could be usur to the entire world after nine times. So we want to stay far, far, far away from any situation like this. Now, what exactly, I just described the malady and the halacha. How do we understand a little bit better about what's going on? So I'd like to be medayik in the Beis Yosef and contrast it to the lashon of the Rambam. If you take a look at the Beis Yosef in the first Dibur HaMaschil, Isha Shero Adam Machmas Tashmish, he says, right in the last line of the first paragraph, he says, "Ukvar kasafti b'sof simin zeh, shekodem zeh, dahani gimel pam da'amran, dafkik b'shem ritzufim." He says, you need three times, in other words, if she had relations with her husband twice, and there was machmas tashmish, and then there was a break, and then there was again machmas tashmish, she'll still be okay. Aval me'ena ritzufa ein zeh chazaka klal veses, da'let, hud, veses hu delesla, she doesn't have veses. Klomar vedina kidin isha shein la veses, and then she's going to be like a woman who sometimes sees and sometimes doesn't see, but it's not predictable. So when he says veses over here, he means a veses of machmas tashmish. That's what he's referring to. A veses of roe machmas tashmish. Now, Rabbosai, let's contrast this to the Rambam. If you take a look at the Rambam in your booklet, towards the beginning of the booklet, we have the Rambam that says, Misha ros dam b'shas tashmish, par mishom shen shlishes, ve'en shem davar litos bar, rezu tiskari shem uteres nasli sheni, da 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 da, all these things you're familiar with. Notice the Rambam's lashon at the end of Halacha Chaf Aleph. Harezu tiskarish vasura li nasei ad shetavri mecholi zeh. The Rambam's lashon is that she needs to get divorced, and she can't get remarried if she's had with nine people until she is healed. Continues the Rambam in Halacha Chaf Beis. Ketzad bodekes atzma leida im nisrapes o lo nisrapes. So you've learned already that she does a bedika by imitating the Aver on some level, does a bedika with the Shifoferes after the nine people, and then in such a case, she sees if there's blood. If there isn't, blood, that's a siman that she was mitrapet. So Rabbo said, what could we be medaye? That could be that we have a fundamental machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Rambam. This is, I think, a geshmaka ha'ara. And that is, again, this is lamdus, that's not halacha l'maisa, Baruch Hashem. We should make sure that stays away from halacha l'maisa. But in terms of understanding the Ra Machmas Tashmish, what did the Beis Yosef sound like? The Beis Yosef sounded like that this is a veses. In other words, it's a pattern. It's a pattern that a woman has that she sees during Tashmish. And it's a veses, so she was kovei the veses three times. But you need nine times to aser her to the entire world, but it comes like a veses that you have three times to make her aser. That would be one understanding. And then, what's the bedika doing? The bedika is going to check if she was oker this veses or not. The bedika would serve as something like an akiras haveses. So far, so good, Rebbe Osai? The Rambam sounds like it's a little bit like a machla, and that there is a ripui that's at play. There's a beautiful sefer that I actually tried to print out. I don't think we have it in the Beis Medrash on other tchumen. I think we have it on Shabbos. I don't know if we have it on Nida, and I tried to print out Otzer HaChachma, and Otzer HaChachma was working great for me this morning. Every once in a while it doesn't work well, but it was working great for me this morning, but it wasn't printing. So I wanted to share with you the Sefer. It's when it comes to Halacha, There's so many beautiful svarim out there, lemaisa svarim, but different people, different svarim speak to. So this sefer might speak to you. It's very nicely done. It's called, the sefer is called Yisodei Halacha. It's a very, very, very nicely done sefer. So he points, he has this chakira. I encourage you to look at that sefer sometime. He has this chakira, and he points out that bepashtus, this is a machlokis right off the bat between the No de Yehuda and the Chavos Das in the beginning of Kuf Pei Zayin. Let's immediately jump to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is going to be a lot of ditto over here. But let's just read the first few words. Isha Sharasa Dam Machmas Tashmish Miyad Bichtei Shetoshit Yod Tachas Akar Tachas Akesa. So actually, here there's a little bit of a change in the nature of the amount of time. We will get to that, Bli Neder. Then the halacha is im b'chol shalosh pa'amim, then in such a case she's going to be asur l'shamish. It comes along the Pischei Tshuva and he quotes the Nodeh B'Yehuda. Ayin b'tshuvas Nodeh B'Yehuda shehimtzi heter. The Nodeh B'Yehuda found the following heter l'roa machmas tashmish b'im b'shosh rosa machmas tashmish. In other words, the Nodeh B'Yehuda found a salvation for a woman who was roa machmas tashmish. What's his salvation? Like this. He says, what happens if she was roa machmas tashmish three times? So does she have to leave her husband? Says the Nodeh B'Yehuda, she won't necessarily have to leave her husband if she was kovei another veses. So if this woman gets lucky and she now gets a veses, so what's the halacha, Rabosar? One veses could be oker another veses. Says, so if you skip three or four lines into the Pischei Tshuva, Mishum dehada ra gimel pa machmas tashmish hasura hi mitam veses damrinan kavala veses b'maisa hatashmish v'rei kaimelam simen kuf pei tes de veses shenikva machmas ones. So this, the Nodeh B'Yehuda says, is a veses that came about through an ones. What's that? Kigon kafsa v'rasa afilu irakein kama pam eina b'din ves kavu em lo kava osa l'yamim rakti mikol makum choshesh yisolam irishosh pam kumal veses shenik kuvah. So Nodeh B'Yehuda says this should be considered like kfitza. And if that's so, v'im kein, what's the halacha by kfitza? If a woman is kofetzes, then she could be oker the kofetzes if she gets a regular veses of 3 days, let's say an interval of 31 days. So that would be oker the chshash. Beautiful. But if you take a look, the Chavos Das, skip all the way to the end. I'm going to toggle back and forth from the Nodeh B'Yehuda and the Chavos Das. If you continue on in the end of the Pischei Tshuva, it says, V'ayin Chavos Das shecholek alav. V'kosav chalil lismoch alav b'zeh. Chodah d'rov machmas tashmish lav mitam veses l'chod, Nesra, rak mitam chshash choli ha'memala v'nofetzes tafil b'mei ibur v'hanaka. We'll get back to a point shortly. Comes along the Chavos Das, and the Chavos Das says, no. This is nothing to do with Vestos. This is not about patterns. But rather, what's it about? It's about a choli. It's a sickness. So, it could be, without getting involved with the scientific material, I'll leave it for the scientists to be mosif to the halacha. And we need to hear from the scientists, but although Baruch Hashem, we don't have to listen as much as far as this is concerned because it doesn't happen too often. We don't get these shailas, but in the world, so therefore we'll stay in the world of theory. So the Chavos Das seems to be closer to the Shita of the Rambam. He says that it's an idea of Choli. By the way, not everybody's going to agree with this. We're going to have an alternative, even a more nuanced approach shortly. But the echoes clearly of the Rambam exist in the Chavos Das. While you could argue that in the Nodeh B'Yehuda, Nodeh B'Yehuda is talking about Vestos, and so we have a couple of nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one is going to be whether you could simultaneously have someone that's machmas tashmish and someone who has a veses, and if you have a later veses, is that oker machmas tashmish? That's nafkamina number one. The Nodeh B'Yehuda says that's a form of Vestos, and then it could be nekar, while the Chavos Das says no. Chavos Das says that it's a choli. If it's a choli, it has nothing to do with veses. Nafkamina number two is going to be the halacha of a me'uberes. The halacha is that we saw that a mu'uberes does not have to be choshesh for vessels. So what would be the halacha if you have a mu'uberes that was roe machmas tashmish? So the Chavis Das immediately weighs in on this. The Chavis Das, where we left off, said, "Da'afilu bimei iber v'anaka she'ena choshesh leveses choshesh b'ro machmas tashmish." Then when it comes to Mu'uberis, you'll still have to be choshesh. Could be that the Noda Yehuda would disagree, that the Noda Yehuda would say, then in such a case, you don't have to, because it's all about Vestos. So it's connected to the Vestos. You wouldn't have to be concerned. However, there is another approach. The other approach that I found, that the Yisod HaHalacha himself quotes, is he claims that my diuk of the Rav Nissim Karelitz seems to claim that my diuk in the Beis Yosef is not correct. In other words, the Rav Nissim Karelitz is going to be masbir the machlokus between the Chavis Das and the Noda Yehuda, assuming that everybody agrees that what we're talking about is not a standard choli. If you take a look in your booklet, take a look at page Ayin Hey from the Chut Hashani. We're going to do the Chut Hashani in the following way. Let's start with page Ayin Hey, Ayin Vav. Let's go even to Ayin Vav. He says as follows: Va'chavis Das in the first column. Hosef lahakshos de'ech mahani bedika shifoferes. Harei b'shifoferes lekachimu tashmish. L'chein birachavis Das the be'emes yesh biro machmas tashmish shtein yonim. Echad inyin choli beiz veses dechimud tashmish. U'be'emes inyin acholi hu be'etzem. So he presents that the Chavis Das says that there is both a choli component and a vesas component. So you're going to see an advantage of why Rav Nissim Karelitz's pshat, how it works. Rav Nissim Karelitz learns that the machlokas and Noda Yehuda is this choli connected to a veses or is it not? That the Noda Yehuda says that this choli is connected to a veses, and the Chavis Das holds that this choli is not going to be connected to a veses. So now you understand why I started out this way, that Rav Nissim Karelitz would probably not agree with my diuk in the Beis Yosef. I made it that there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Beis Yosef, and I saw that the Yisod HaHalacha claimed that that's a machlokis between the Noda Yehuda and the Chavis Das. So the Yisod HaHalacha himself goes on and says that Rav Karelitz understood differently. Now, if this was just Stam, a question of terminology, I wouldn't have learned this with you, because I don't like Chakiris that are Bavir, especially during Halacha Seder. But we're going to see that Rav Karelitz has a particular brilliant agenda over here. And his agenda is as follows. He says there are two different types of veses that a veses of Ro Machmas Tashmish could fall into. It could fall into a veses of kfitzos, a veses of jumping, or it could fall into a veses haguf. And those are two different types of Vestas. What is the difference between Veses Haguf and Veses Hakfitzos? So Vesas HaKvitzos means as follows. Vesas HaKvitzos means when a person does a particular action, then that brings about their period. So you could still, I would imagine the doctors have examples of this. If a woman exercises a tremendous amount or under-exercises, or whatever it might be, that affects her menstrual period. So it could very well be that in the time of Chazal, if a woman jumped, so then that brought about her menstrual cycle. That's called Vesas HaKvitzos. Then there's another thing, and that is something that's a little bit more internal. And that is that if a woman eats a particular food, then in such a case, like Dvarim Charifim, so that's referred to by Chazal as a Veses HaGuf. Says Rav Nissim Karelitz, it could very well be that there is a machlokus between the achronim of whether ro machmas tashmish is closer to the veses of kvitzos, or it's closer to the veses of guf. Dahainu, that we're going to see that everybody is assuming that's connected to vestos, but there are different types of vestos, and there are going to be different nafkaminas. Now, before we go on, let's go back to the Noda de Behuda and the Chavis Das. Okay? So what did we have? We have a machlokas between the Noda de Behuda and the Chavis Das, whether when a woman has a veses, whether she could be a veses of Ro Machmas Tashmish, whether she's oker that with another Vesas. So, go back. So he says like this, on the bottom of Ayin Vav, Avono de Biyud de Naka, de Inyan Choli de Roa Machmas Tashmish, hu Inyan Vesa Shal Choli, she Roa Dam Machmas Choli Zeh Bezman Tashmish, Vriyas Adam Shal Choli Zeh, Ba Yidei Chimut Shal Tashmish. So, what happens is that you have a Chimut of you have Tashmish, you have a Maisa, and then that Maisa brings about the Vesas. That's going to be the Shita of Noda Yehuda. While the Chavis Das says, no, it's not a question of a Vesas, simply a Vesas of Chimur of Tashmish. There also is the Choli. And therefore it's possible to have both of them simultaneously. Continues the Rav Nissim Karelitz, you still have a Nafkamina between the Chavis Das and the Noda Yehuda. Hanafkamina, Ishaich Isra Mach Tashish Kishim Isulakas Damim, Kigon Shira Machmas Tashish Gimel Pamavacha Kachmas Abra Oiskina. If she became a Muberes after she's Ra Machmas Tashmish, according to the Chavis Das, what would the halacha be about Vesas of Kvitzos? What would be Vesas Kvitzos? She's a Misulakas Damim. Once she's a Misulakas Damim, then the Vesas of Kvitzos is going to fall away. However, if we're talking about a Choli, so then in such a case, then it's possible to have the Choli independent of that Vesas. Another Nafkamina Rav Nissim Karelitz adds is a Nafkamina that we didn't discuss yet, and that is what happens if, well, how do you look at Ro Machmas Tashmish? Is that a Vesas, is that a Chashash D'Oraisa, or is that a Chashash D'Rabbanan? If I say that it's a regular Vesas, like the Chavis, like the Noda Yehuda said, that's a regular Vesas. So then in such a case, a regular Vesas, we Paskin Vestos are Derabbanan. But if it's a scientific fact of Roa Machmas Tashmish, then that scientific facts could be stronger than Vestos. And so then the Chashash is going to be Daraisa. So we have the phenomenon that everybody agrees that there's a Choli at play. Everybody, though, will also discuss whether that Choli becomes connected to Vesas or it becomes independent of the Choli is independent of the Vesas. And the opinion of the Chavis Das is that the Choli is independent of the Vesas. Once we set it up this way, so now we're going to have the following Geshmak and Nafkamina in the Nosei Kemah. Let's take a look at first at the Taz in Sifkotan Zayin. The Taz asks a very, very difficult problem. And that is he says, why is the woman not a surah after the first husband? She saw three times. Why don't we say, so what did we say? That the ain avarim shavim. But why aren't we mechayev her to do a bedika right away? So it says the Taz and Sifkat and Zayin, Tachas HaRishon, Shelo Amru B'Tiskarish Me'Rishon El L'Hakel Le'a. Dahainu Im Tivdok Tachas HaRishon Shema Tim Sadam B'Rosh HaMechol V'Ti Asur L'Kol Adam Alkein Yitiru Lo She'Tinas L'Acher B'Lo Bedika. So we have a heter, and we say that she should be bodek only later on. Okay. Now let's contrast that to a shach in Sifkat and Lamed Hei. Take a look at the shach, Sifkat and Lamed Hei. Towards the end of Sifkat and Lamed Hey, the Shach says as follows. It's by the Lamed by Reb Shlomo Eger. There's a Lamed for the Gilya Marsha. He says, "Va'afal gav the Hasan Srichal and Mechel Shavesas Haguf Afilu Shalobishas Vesas Hachodesh, Kagon Shapiaka Pam Achas V'rasa." If a woman yawns once, so what's she have to, and then she sees the first time with her first husband. So then the halacha is tzricha lachuk kishetipayik od pam sheinis bezes man shiyah. You have to be choshesh the next time. She has to be poresh. So why won't she be usher to her husband already after the first roa machmas tashmish? He says shani hasam shaveses haguf bo me'atzma. The veses haguf came by itself. Avol veses haguf sheba al yidei ones kagon kfitza. Says the Shach, Tashmish is considered like Kfitza. In other words, when it comes to Piyaka or Achloshum, the halach is that she's a Surah Miyad. However, what do I mean by Surah Miyad? What I mean is that the next time she has piyaka, she has to be poresh, which leads the shach to a question that if she saw the first, right after she got married, she saw machmas tashmish, so then the halacha automatically is that anytime she wants to have tashmish, she then is going to be asura. So he says, no, it's not like the case of piyaka or achloshum. It's not an internal thing, it's an external vesas. So when she jumps, when she cohabits, so then in such a case, then she's going to have dam. Yes. And so therefore the shach is being medame it to these things. Okay.
Can you explain the shach one more time?
Sure.
Why is the vessel sagof, such as yawning, not onus?
What's the difference with internally in those halachos of vessels? So it seems like it's not that the pshat is it's onus. It seems that the issue is as follows. It seems that the issue is that how far are we choshesh? In other words, which is a deeper, which indicates a deeper problem? So piyaka introduces already a chshash. Kfitza is an external maisa. So it's an external maisa. You got to prove to me that external maisa induces the period. So you don't have to be choshesh for it right away. So I contrasted it to the Taz because the Taz over here already in Sifkatan Zayin said, okay, that the halacha, we didn't want to make her usher to the entire world. So we were makel on that. So there are some who say that is going to be the Shitas Taz in general. That the Taz Einach Hanami is going to answer the Shach's question differently. that the gzeros of machmas kashrus were not as chamor as the gzeros of other vestas. By the way, the Taz says that also again in Sifkat and Tezayin. If you take a look in the Taz Sifkat and Tezayin, it says Ein lahatshus amay omer b'sif yud ba'agol shalosh pam achar tefila v'alo b'shtei pam tzvicha gam kein lefrosh b'tefila k'mo hacha. Da'asam koy le'inyin le'osra abayla u'mkoach chashash azud lo'hotsuko b'shalosh pam lo esrin lo'olamis al bayla el kol hechar So the Taz differentiates between situations in which you're leading to a place where a woman's going to be aser labayla versus the other vestas. So in a chanami, according to the Taz, it could just be a question of how they made the gzeros of dam machmas tashmish. In contrast to the shach, Umamish just says that in a chanami, this is a vestas of kvitzos. Some speculate that it might be tolui on this question. Okay, so what comes out of these, Rav Nissim Karelitz learns that everybody agrees that there is a chelik of choli over here, and you could be choker within the side of choli within vestos, that there are actually two different types of vestos that might very well be at play. Is it a vestos of kvitzos, or is it closer to the vesas of achilas shum? And the shach clearly says that's closer to kvitzos, and that's why he's more makel in right off the bat. While the Taz doesn't seem to take that approach, the Taz seems to say that in the gzeres of roa machmas tashmish, they were very, very careful before they made these takanas. Okay. Now let's get to something practical. Practical, at least in the world of Roa Machmas Tashmish. The Beis Yosef points out that the Tur did something that's debatable. The Tur in Sif Aleph, when we're going to discuss now the shear of the amount of time from when they finish Tashmish to when she finds the blood. What's the period of time that we would say that she's considered, we have a concern that she's Roa Machmas Tashmish? Just to elaborate on the obvious. And that is that as the time goes on and she hasn't checked herself, so it could be her period started entirely disconnected from Tashmish. Okay, so what is the shear that the Torah gives us? Isha Sharah Machas Tashmish Miyad, Bichtei Sheterid Minamita, Mishameshes Parmishon Shnei Vishlishes. So the shear that he gives is Kidei Sheyered Min Hamita. If you take a look in the Beis Yosef, Dibra Maschil, V'yesh L'tmoa Alehem, the Beis Yosef, or even prior already, the Beis Yosef discusses that there's another shita that we have in the Gemara. And that is that the Gemara in Yudalid quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, who gives us the shear of Kedei Shetoshit Yoda Tachas Hakar. Not the amount of time till she gets out of the bed, but the amount of time that she sticks her hand under the pillow. And most, except for the Beis Yosef is Madchik, some Rishonim, most assume that the amount of time it takes to Toshet Yada Tachasakar is a shorter period of time, Kijay Shetorid Minamita. Just think about putting your glasses, for those of us who wear glasses, putting your glasses away before you go to sleep and putting them back on when you wake up in the morning. It's a very, very, it's a shorter period of time than it does, especially for those of us who press snooze, of Kedei Sheterid Min Hamita. So the problem is as follows, that the Tur gave us a big kula over here. And that is, he gave us a kula of Kedei Sheterid Min Hamita. So the Beis Yosef spills a lot of ink, trying to be Miyashev the Tur with a Gemara that seems to contradict. Okay, so there Rishonim Lekan Ulekan, as far as what the shear is, and then you have the Tur. This is the second time that we find, this is important methodologically, the Beis Yosef gives interesting terutzim, although the Bach fires away on the Beis Yosef And he points out that the Beis Yosef, if I'm referring particularly to the Bach Dibra Maschil Velo Ovin, I won't go through the details, the sordid details, if you will, but it's actually beautiful details. The Bach has a bomb kasha in the Beis Yosef, and it could be the Beis Yosef knew the Bach's bomb kasha, because what happens is the second time that we've had, almost in a couple weeks in a row, that the Beis Yosef abandons the teretz that he gives in the Beis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch, when he paskins, knows he's not so happy with his own teretz, and Shulchan Aruch, he paskins like the kasha that he had in the Beis Yosef. So let's see the holy words inside. The Mechaber himself says, let me just show the Chaver inside, and I'll take Sam what you want to say. Isha Sherasa Dam Machmas Tashmish Miyad Bichdei Shetoshit Yodol Tachas Hakao Tachas Hakasas V'titol Eid Livdok Din Echbaz Atzma. So here he gives us the shorter period of time for Roa Machmas Tashmish. Let me be precise. Let me just be clear. What is the Kula? What is the Chumra? If the amount of time is Kadesh Toshit Yada L'tachas Hakar, that's a smaller window of time. So let's say it's 5 seconds. So if she finds Dam on herself, 5 seconds, so it could very well be that you're going to get a phone call at Mirtz Hashem when you, a chassan teacher or a rav, and it has happened. I remember actually the first time it happened, I was quite young. I was a Rebbe in the yeshiva in New York, and a woman called me 1 a.m. with a shaila like this, and I'm like, I'm half asleep. I was like, wow, you know, this you're getting a, there's a shaila karis. It's like it's so these things happen. These shailas come up. So one of the important questions in terms of dam machmas tashmish, the scary part is sometimes the couple doesn't even realize that they're entering to a shaila of dam or machmas tashmish. They think they're calling just whether she's mutter to her husband. You know, it's, so usually, one of the most important things is the amount of period of time. How long was it after Tashmish that they found the blood? So the Mechaber is giving us a heter. The Mechaber's heter that he's giving us is the heter b'chdei shetoshet yodel tachas hakar. So then that would be a very short period of time. Of course, and that would be that piece. Yes, Sam, what do you want to clarify?
I'm going to ask when he answers like the kasha. I was confused which side. Paskin's like the kasha he asked.
Right, what I mean by that is that he doesn't understand why the tour gives a longer period of time.
And therefore he
Paskin.
Thinks is more correct.
Which would more correct being the shorter period of time. Yeah, thank you for clarifying. Always feel free that if I'm vague, stop me. So the Ramah does not paskin this way. As the Beis Yosef points out in Dibra Maskel, the Kos of Harayvid, so the Ramah says, V'yeshomrim she'ein anu bikin ezer mikri machmas tashmish, ki ein bikin b'shir haniskar. So this, the shir is a problem. In other words, the Beis Yosef himself had pointed out the problem, and the Ramah just sort of leaves off that in Echanami, we're not sure exactly what that is. There are already allusions to this in the Beis Yosef, as I mentioned, from the Ravid. So therefore, the Ravid, let me read the Ravid inside. Yeshom she'enon ubikiyin achshav b'shirim halalu, hilkoch kol samach labia in batko matzadam, neseris albayla v'arei b'cheskes roa machmas tashush. Anything that qualifies as samach, she's going to be usher. So I very much appreciated the Shach's Ha'ara in Sifkatan Zayin, that the Ramah has put us in Yiddish, the Yiddish word is a bach. That the Ramah has put us in a the word actually sounds like what it means. Has put us in a difficult situation. That's the beauty of Yiddish. Some of the Yiddish words actually sound what it's trying to say. Bach. Bach is just in a bad situation. So that the Ramah has put us in this difficult situation now. So what's the difficult situation? So you have two shiurim in the Gemara. One shiur in the Gemara is Kadesh Teret Min Amita. So what's Kadesh Teret Min Amita? They finish Tashmish, and she'll go to the bathroom. She might need to go to the bathroom to urinate, to clean herself off, wherever it might be. And then she finds Dam. So how long is that amount of time? 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes. Yesh Ladam. But it's not a half hour, right? It's not a half hour. So the Shach says, Sarachiyun, Imach Marina Mehai Taima Deinu Bikim La'asla Kol Olam Heicha Shulzuk V'Shol Shanashim Kein. Wait, there's, the Shach says, you're gonna take our suffek that you created a din of samech for, and then you're gonna say she's gonna come asr labayla. In other words, the shach is pointing out it's not just tam that you tell them that they're tamei and that she this is this there's a chash over here ro machmas tashrish that's gonna make her asr labayla. So I appreciated that shach because what comes out over here is that samech becomes quite vague. So I was happy to see that that Rav Vosner already raises this point. He says, of course, and this is the part that was rubbed out on the bottom of Samach Vav, it's rubbed out a little. He says, of course, when it comes to Samach, no one is going to say that she's a Vadai Roa Machmas Tashmish. And if you take a look at the Rambam will discuss that in such a case, she's at best brings a Asham Talui, and could very well be even potter from carbon altogether. And so he says that this is not a Vadai Roa Machmas Tashmish. And then he speaks practically. If you take a look at the next column that's not rubbed out, on the second column of Sanach Vav, Ulamaisa, he says, Rov Asheles Vadam Machmas Tashmish Heim Ebdikos Shenasnu Bizman. He says most of the shaylus of dam machmas tashmish is already takes place zman meuchar meha tashmish. So, on the one hand, I have the shach who leaves off with a tzarachin on the rama. In other words, that when a woman says that she found dam 20 minutes later, or the husband notices it on himself, are we dealing with dam machmas tashmish? So, it's true that according to the Ravid, there's a din of samuch, and the din of samuch, you know, samuch is a very, very, you know, very vague thing. You know, you have samuch venira by Mikra Megillah. Lahavdil, Rav Nevensal holds that in Neve Daniel in Ephrat, since they could see into the old city, that might be enough to be chayiv on Tezvav Mikra Megillah, samuch venira. So samuch could be samuch is a very, very, very vague term. It's making me uncomfortable. This term samach, and what's making me more uncomfortable is that the Gemara already gave us two shiurim. So two shiurim. So take the shiur that's more machmir, but it's not just you're taking the shiur that's more machmir and adding a little chumrah on top of it. You're multiplying it possibly exponentially, and so therefore I think in a case of shas hadchak you could rely. I'm relying on the tzarach yun of a shach. That's not great. It's not great weaponry. It's a tzarach yun of the shach. But I think that there is room to rely on the Tzarech Iyun. And bottom line, Rav Vosner also said that these are generally come from Zman Me'uchar Me'atashmish. Notice he wasn't, Rav Vosner, it sounded like, wasn't so worried that all cases were fell into that category. Okay. There is an important Machlokas Rishonim that one needs to note. That's really technical, maybe totally in some of the above discussions as well, and that's in Siv Gimel. The tour, let's see it in the tour first. The tour says, "In Ratza Livdok Atzma Ba'oda Tachas Harishon Achas Shishim Shalosh Pamim Barishus Biyada." So we learned the halacha is that she should do this bedikah of Shifoferes after 9 times. That's our Russian roulette, if you will. If that in such a case, if that comes out no good, then it's it. Then everything is done. There's nothing more to talk about. But if she's onto her second husband, so then that's going to be fine. So when do you do the bedikah? You do the bedikah after 9 times. What happens if they love each other, and in such a case they want to stay with each other? So God forbid, this is a terrible, terrible situation. We're going to talk about making sure, doing our best to make sure that these terrible situations don't happen. Baruch Hashem, I've not heard of this ever happening. It seems like in the time of Chazal it did. So what if they like each other, and they decide she loves him, and you could probably turn this into a movie, and that is that she decides that she makes the tough decision that she'd rather do the test, that she's roa machmas tashmish, and be usher to everybody, but not to, she doesn't want to marry anybody else. She doesn't want to be with anybody else. What is what I guess Shakespeare calls a tragedy, right? So Tor says yes, she could do that. she could do that. Now, interestingly, the Rambam is a little bit less romantic. The Rambam in Dibra Maschil, Aval Rambam, says she can't do it. She could only do the check after 9 times. The Beis Yosef is medayik then in the Rambam. It's Mukhrach in the Rambam we read. Let's just see it in the Beis Yosef. Aval Rambam Kosav, Misharos Adam, Bishas Tashri, Reza Muteres Lashamish, Kishi Titar, Pam Shnia, da 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 da. Kach b'shlisha reizu l'suri l'shamish in balzeh l'olam nisis l'sheni v'ras adam nisis l'shlisha v'ras adam kach b'shas gip tashmish k'lompam ha'reizu tiskarish v'suri l'inasei ad she'tavri mechol l'izu zeh keitzad bodekas atzma leida. So the Beis Yosef points out the Rambam never gives you the option to do bedika after the first husband. I was wondering whether that might be totally in the Shitas HaRambam of looking at this as a choli, yesh lodim, that it could be that according to the Rambam, this you need 9 times to ascertain whether it's a choli, and then you do a bedika to check if she's merupat. Okay, but that's a machlokas. We paskin like the tour. The Shulchan Aruch paskins and Ratzel Livdok. So then in such a case you could be Mekel. And then he quotes the Rambam, he gives the Rambam Yesh Omrim, and the Ramah says Yesh Lismoch Aswar Rishon Elohakel. And here the Ramah is Beferish that one could be Mekel. So in such a case that could be done. Now Dama Roa Machmas Tashmish, we're going to learn, and we're not going to discuss the details now, but we're going to learn that in Kuf Pei Vav, that there are many Rishonim that say that you have to do a bedika to make sure, to be machzik, that your wife is not Roa Machmas Tashmish. So I don't want to get involved in those bedikas now, because that we have to do Kuf Pei Vav well. However, I want to point out that even if one should do bedikos at that time, you should do bedikos to assure that your wife is not a Roa Machmas Tashmish, there is something that needs to be very emphasized very strongly. And what needs to be emphasized very strongly is that when a couple gets married, a besula, there is often, not always, but often, there's dam besulim. Now, dam besulim in of itself could be confused, chas v'chalila, with roe machmas tashmish. Now, it's not a problem. Why? Because what did we say? Tell, become a chassan teacher, very, very clearly tell the couple not to check right away. They shouldn't check themselves right away. If, when they check themselves, eventually, 20 minutes later, v'chule. So then, in such a case, then, if they see dam, after bir rishona, we're going to discuss in a moment whether it's just bir rishona or even bir shnia, so then in such a case, then there's halacha that we have, a separate halacha that we're going to learn, called dam besulim. And that is that we're, even though dam besulim is not menstrual blood, it's from blood from the hymen, nevertheless, chazal were choshesh that we were going to confuse the two. And therefore, they're going to be aser. Now, so that's in regards to Rishona, Biyashniya. However, our rabbeim often have emphasized that it could very well be that dam besulim sticks around for a while. Because for all the besulim to remove, it's possible to remove. It's possible sometimes that it takes 2 months, 3 months, 4 months for all the dam besulim to disappear. So therefore, if you take a look in the back of your booklet, towards the back, I have Rav Neuberger Shlita, who taught me as a chassan. Those were the old days where they taught chassanim in a classroom with 10, 15 chassanim at a time, which was not a good system. You should learn chassan classes one-on-one, one or two. But that was, Chaim Berlin was way ahead of Yitzchak Elchanan on that, on this point. I think already in Chaim Berlin they were doing, 40 years ago, they did chassanim one-on-one. Yitzchak Elchanan, they were teaching chassanim in groups of 10, 15, up until a short time ago. Anyhow, so Rav Neuberger, in his Aris to Rav Sabalovsky Shlita's book, on page 324, he says, Umashim Alamdim, on the bottom. We're gonna do both pieces, but we need to go out of order. The first paragraph we're going to do later. Umashim alamdin lekalos livdok begimel upon rishon kodem sheborur shebevadai kolok kovasel lechora tosu shegorim lezug tseir tsar shemimtzu dam besulam bedika shemaod maod alul shimatzi itzarchu lifrosh min din dam besulam. So Rav Neuberger says the first problem is if you teach them to do the bedikas right away, is that they're going to be aser al dam besulam. And therefore he says el anogim lahachmir lechakos v'lo divdok ad shebor shekol kolubs besuleha. And then he says sefer gufe halachos quotes that from Rav Ozner. And I think at the time Rav Neuberger even said mortas. He said, or whether he said it or that was what the saying was in the base medrash, that if you teach them to do bedikas and then she's going to do a bedika samach latashmish, so then in such a case, God forbid, you could have the fresh chasen and kala getting into problems of dam haroe machmas tashmish. So practically on this front, we have the shir samuch lechatchil or machmir for the shir samuch, and therefore one should not encourage chasen and kalas to do this controversial check, which we'll discuss more, that to be machzik that you're not roe machmas tashmish. And I would say to wait. I'm scared of even waiting 3 months, even though most of the time it's 3 months. I would say to wait 6 months. And then, if there is a chiyuv to do a check right away, the first three times, if there is, that first 3 times should only be 6 months in, making sure that all the dam besulim, to be 100% sure. This is not Torah Misinai, 6 months. I'm just saying that by 6 months, usually by then you could be assured. If the doctor says that there's no more dam besulim. By the way, incidentally, both Rav Schechter and Rav Nevensal hold that, I think is a little controversial, but I asked Rav Nevensal and I saw Rav Schechter in Rav Savolovsky Sefer hold that a woman is allowed to go to a doctor to remove her besulim altogether before she gets married. And that gets a little bit, that's going to get a little bit controversial because we have sugyas of dam besulim and taimes besulim and so on and so forth. So I asked Rav Nevensal, I said, I'm a little worried that there's going to be one corrupt husband out there who's going to, you know, there was a crazy guy in Borough Park who decided to marry off his daughter to do Kedusha Ketana. So which Jew thinks of doing Kedusha Ketana today to mess somebody up along the way? He had some, so I said, I'm scared that there's going to be one, if we're going to say that you can tell the girls that they could remove their besulim, God forbid she's going to marry a guy who's actually a very bad guy. And then he's going to come in and he's going to say that lo matzasi besulim. Now this is a one in a million Russia, but we have to, that's what Chazal mean, that you have to sometimes think like Rishon as well. So Nevensal told me he doesn't think it's a problem because the doctor would be Neman. The doctor should be Neman in Bezdin against that he took out her besulim, so you'd throw out the whole case. So there is this thing of removing the besulim, but most to this day still don't do it, even though it can be done. It can be done medically, and so that's why we would say that one should wait. Now there is a Pischei Tshuva that I was enthralled by. Has an interesting Hava Mina. Now, I love his Hava Mina, but ultimately, and Rav Nevensal also liked it. But then I showed Rav Nevensal all the Kitzer books don't paskin like this. So we had a big heter that fell through. And that is the following. That's connected to Dam Besulim. Take a look. It's Sifkaten Nun Gimel. That halfway through the Pischei Tshuva Nun Gimel, he quotes his Zaydi. His Zaydi was the Panim Meiros. So the Pischei Tshuva's name was Eisenstadt. So his Zayd of the Panim Iros was asked the following Shaila. He said, what happens if a young couple, married couple, just got married, they had Tashmish, there's Dam Besulim, so we're going to learn those halachos, she's going to become Aser to her husband because of Dam Besulim. What happens if they have Tashmish again, and then there's Dam Besulim again? So he says as follows. He says, Ayin b'tshuvas pan miyush yisroam al rav echad shuratza lomar odos besula boger shenisis v'lo paskul eros mivir rishon v'elech v'yesh lo tsar d'muteres lo bayla fi b'lo tefila d'lo gaz rucham adam besulim shiitam b'lo elo b'milsa d'shchiach d'hainu heicha shadon mitzuyim kishira shonu b'ro shatinokas. So the Havamina was to say that she's only going to be Osir the first time, because it's a Gzeira of Dam Besulim. It's a Gzeira, so the first time you're going to have to Macher. But come on, everybody knows that this is Dam Besulim. So by the way, couples have this problem. Many, many, many couples. That's not just Bir Rishona that there's Dam Besulim, but it could go on sometimes for months. So I went to Rav Nevensal and I said, maybe we could be Mekel and say that the Gzeir of Dam Besulim is only the first time, and everything else, everybody knows that and the doctor tells us that this is Dam Besulim. So Rav Nevensal went further, said to me he liked the Svara, and he thought that there is room to be Mekel against the Panim Iros. For who he sigal of? The Panim Iros didn't like it. V'kasa shalo lozuz mipsak halacha shi'itmeya ashetimina shivanikim. And he concluded, he said, no, Dam Besulim, you'll have to be Machmer every time at Dam Besulim. But then in the end, he has one kula, so he says, if you could be told in another Makkah, then you're going to have a sect Sveika. So at the time, Rav Nevensal told me he liked the Svara of the Shoal, he liked the Hava Mina. And then years later, I brought him like all the Kitzer books and showed him that all the Kitzer books are Machmer. So he said, if so, he's removes his hatter. So bottom line is that there is Dam Besulim. You have to keep in mind that there is Dam Besulim, and since Chazal are Choshesh that has a din of Dam Nida, so then you also run into the problem of Roa Machmas Tashmish, and hence what Rav Neuberger Shlita points out, that the Bedikos should take place much, much later on. Now, whether you need to do Bedikos at all for Roa Machmas Tashmish, that now we're ready to go back to Kuf Pei Vav. Now we're going to go back to Kuf Pei Vav to learn those halachos. Okay, we'll stop here. Shabbi Yishnas Chaim Tov V'Shalom, a year of bracha and hatzlacha b'chol inyanim beruchnius ubegashmius. Kash baruch Hu shemekabel our tefilas.